WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Robert De Niro plays a New York City detective in the new thriller City by the Sea. It's based on a true story. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It puzzles me when I hear people talk about Robert De Niro as some kind of acting god. 25 years ago, sure. Back then, he didn't have the outsized personality of that other weirdo method genius, Marlon Brando, but you watched him the same way. It didn't matter what he was playing, the hot dog Johnny Boy in Mean Streets, or the damaged Travis Bickle, the young and deliberate Don Vito Corleone, or the preening studio head Monroe Starr. He made thinking on screen seem suspenseful. I don't know what happened to De Niro in the 1980s. He seemed to blow a gasket after Raging Bull. He started mugging his way through his parts. Every line was delivered in quotation marks, like the You Talkin' to Me scene in Taxi Driver. Even when he was brilliant, and he was brilliantly grotesque as Al Capone in The Untouchables, it was a shtick. He said every line with the same sour grimace. Capone, the stepdad in This Boy's Life, this cop, that cop, they all seemed to suffer from acid reflux. I mention all this because De Niro is good in City by the Sea, and good in a plain and non-acid reflux sort of way. He's put on some weight, and he looks like Danny Aiello, but his acting is unusually lean. As New York detective Vincent LaMarca, he stays inside himself and suggests a man who spent his life trying to bury things that won't stay down. One of them is that his father was executed for kidnapping and accidentally killing a baby. Another is that he has a son named Joey, who he hasn't seen in years, and who has ended up a junkie and a killer. Even with De Niro playing it straight, City by the Sea is pretty hammy. It's not terrible, it's just preachy and melodramatic. It takes an amazing true story and makes it cop movie business as usual. It's based on an Esquire article by the late Mike McAlary, who used the three generations of LaMarcas to pose the old question of free will versus genetics. Was the bipolar, drug-dependent Joey programmed to be a murderer? And if so, why did his dad turn out so ramrod straight? Now let's be realistic. There's no way a commercial thriller released by Warner Brothers would court ambiguity, not at these prices. City by the Sea has a more conventional agenda. It's a sermon against fathers who desert their kids. De Niro's Vincent abandoned his son and his old Long Island resort city of Long Beach, whereupon they both went to hell. Now Vincent's past is washed up on the shore of Lower Manhattan, and in the next few days, he'll find out which tie is stronger. Is he first a cop, or first a dad to his lost junkie son? In this scene, he has just come from a wake for his dead partner, who he thinks his son shot down. He once kept his life a secret from his girlfriend, played by Frances McDormand. Now he thinks aloud about the choices he made and his son didn't.
I went to see Roger's wife. You know, all the other cops wouldn't look at me. Just like I was at school. Nobody says anything, but you know what they're thinking. You're guilty too.
Well, you can't blame yourself for everything.
You think we get a choice? Nah, we just pretend that we got a choice. It's more like a sentence. When my old man did what he did, I felt so bad, you know. I felt like I was the criminal. No way was I ever gonna feel that way again. I was gonna be so good that nobody could ever pin anything on me. That was my choice. But now it doesn't matter whether your old man's a cop or a murderer. Bottom line is some kid's father's not coming home anymore. I mean, that's the real life sentence.
The English director, Michael Caton-Jones, does well with the actors, De Niro and James Franco as Joey, and Eliza Dushku as Joey's desperate ex-girlfriend. But what's supposed to be a grim choice for the hero is actually no choice at all, since this Joey is essentially innocent, having killed a thuggish drug dealer in self-defense. I'm not mocking the film's themes. I believe in strong fathers who don't run away from their families. But the clichés in this movie come in waves. It's been a long time since I've heard an oral flashback collage. That's when a character in a moment of decision stares pensively into the middle distance while all the big thesis lines get repeated on the soundtrack. You're like, his dad. We have a choice in life. Are you a cop or a father? Cop or a father? Cop or a father? Well, I'm a father myself, and I had an oral collage as I sat down to write this review. Father or critic? Father or critic? Father, I want to protect my kids from bad movies.
David Edelstein reviews films for the online magazine Slate.